John, doesn't it really just come down to a question of whether the real Daniel Sturridge can still stand up? Isn't that really what we're talking about? We just don't know what player we're talking about.
No, we don't. But I think faith is dwindling in him. You know, the longer this kind of drought goes on, really, and it's been a long time since he scored goals for Liverpool on a regular basis. And, you know, Neil's talking there about whether Firmino's injured were screwed. And, you know, Neil's been one of the biggest Daniel Sturridge fans over the years, but he's saying, you know, if our star centre forward is out, then we've kind of had it. And that doesn't paint a great picture, really, for Sturridge.
No.
Or Ings or Solanke, really, that we're talking about kind of, you know, forward options. And I don't think anyone would want any of those three at the moment to get a run of three games for Liverpool. I think, you know, if any of them... You know, with Sturridge, you can see it a little bit more. And I like the little cameo that Sturridge had towards the end of Klopp's first season that wasn't a full season, where that we were in the Europa League and he was playing these league games and he was sort of leading this reserve tide. And he seemed to enjoy it, and he was kind of useful in that. And you think, well, I don't think it'll happen because I think the other teams are so strong. But if we were in a position where we were able to rest people in the league for a glorious Champions League run, then you know, Sturridge is a guy who you throw in at home to Stoke in April, for example, and say, you know, you trust him to have the quality. And so I can sort of see a way for Sturridge there, but generally speaking, I don't know. It just feels like he's always... You'd always see next transfer window with Danny, don't you? You're always like, oh, we'll sell him in the summer. Then summer will come and say, oh, we'll see. And if we're fine by January, then we'll let him go then. And I think there just has to come to a point where everyone's just got to kind of say enough is enough. And it might be this January if we get a decent offer for him.